Morning Ireland, it's 7 minutes to eight and Petula Martin has Friday's business news.
Thanks, Anya. Consumer confidence improved marginally in June, according to the latest Credit Union Consumer Sentiment Index. There were tentative signs that food and energy price inflation might have peaked, which eased people's concerns around their household finances. Economist Austin Hughes joins us. The survey suggests that the fine weather we've been enjoying in June, well, certainly not this morning, but that might have helped boost the mood of some consumers, Austin Hughes.
Yeah, I think at the margin it would have helped. As you said, Petula, I think the main drivers of what is a small improvement in consumer sentiment are things like the announcement of cuts in grocery prices, the signs globally that maybe food and energy price inflation are easing, and of course we had a record low unemployment rate. So I think those are more the elements that are probably fundamental to consumers being less nervous. But there's no doubt that the mood of Irish consumers was probably also helped by the exceptionally fine weather that we saw through the survey period. And when you look at the details of the survey, it suggests that perhaps, you know, consumers felt their household finances would be in a better position. Maybe they don't have to spend on an expensive holiday. But when you look at other areas of it, their buying plans actually weakened a little bit. So it is a sense that maybe the mood lightened a little bit because of the weather. But it doesn't mean all the economic clouds have gone away.
And this month's special question in the survey asked about people's holiday plans. Will the pressures of the cost of living affect those holiday plans?
Yes. Normally, the Credit Union Consumer Sentiment Survey tried to pick up on topical issues. And of course, the cost of living crisis still tends to dominate thinking about most sort of elements of household finances. And I think the broad message is for most households, the cost of living crisis will affect holiday spending plans. 27%, and you know that's a very substantial number of consumers saying that they won't be able to afford a holiday this year because of the pressures they're facing with the cost of living crisis. Another 30% say they're cutting back. There are those who are still kind of less troubled by the cost of living crisis. So 25% say that their spending on holiday won't be affected. And a quite interesting, 8% say they're actually going to spend more on their holiday this year because they feel that they need a break more badly. And I suppose that's another indication of the sort of pressures that the cost of living crisis is placing on all households. But fortunately, maybe those consumers are in a position to do something about it.
The whole idea of the ECB raising interest rates is to mop up money to fight inflation. Now, they're certainly mopping up money if 27% of people, as you say, cannot afford to go on holidays. What did the results of this survey tell us about the effectiveness of the ECB monetary tightening policy?
Well, I think you're seeing it for the ECB and globally yesterday with the Bank of England's larger than expected interest rate increase in the UK, that central banks are probably fighting a losing battle in terms of interest rate increases. The idea in terms of central bank interest rate increases is they take demand out of the economy. We already know that households are suffering because of the cost of living crisis. And the fact that a lot of the cost pressures are in areas like food and energy, people aren't eating more, people aren't heating their houses more. So taking demand out of the economy is a very blunt instrument. And it probably suggests that if central banks are silly enough to just keep raising interest rates, it'll take them a long time to bring these sort of pressures under control. The sentiment survey is telling you that households are under pressure and interest rate increases don't really help or make much of a difference to the economy in that regard.
Well, we'll leave it there. Economist Austin Hughes, thank you very much for your time this morning. More business news at 8:30.